Okay, we're excited. We've got the game week from tomorrow, I guess. It's hard to remember what day is what when you're in camp. But we get a chance to get to the University of Minnesota, get in that stadium, so that'll be fun. We'll get a chance to look at these guys. We'll start prepping for the Raiders Tuesday a little bit on Wednesday. So, but at this time during camp, we're still really installing our offense and defense and special teams, and we're trying to continue to get better in what we're doing, and really not too worried about the Raiders at this point. But the guys are working hard. We had a good practice yesterday. We did some move the ball, and so things are going okay. I won't say good yet. All right, questions.
Mike, how much have you installed to this point? Like, how is the game plan for the rest of this camp, and how you kind of piecemeal feed these guys what you want them to do?
We're going to keep installing until about the week before we play. I try not to get anything else in about 2 weeks before the Rams game. So once we get that in, then we're pretty good, unless there's something, obviously, that we need to game plan-wise. But, you know, I want our guys to play fast in the game and not think.
Mike, secondary is your baby, so you got the officials in here. They're
depends on how good they do.
In general, though, I mean, always been in your wheelhouse. You got officials in today, kind of going to break down the contact rules. How have you interpreted what the league's done, and how are you trying to convey that to your team?
Well, you know, it just shows you my age, but a long time ago, probably when I was in Dallas, they cleaned up all the pass interference rules and everything, and actually termed everything that they could do. I think there's going to be a bigger emphasis on some of the illegal contacts this year coming in, and some of the holding for the defensive backs. So, but it's good to get them in. And, you know, the good thing about us, I think, all coaches, we adjust to the rules and try to play within the rules and try to do the things the right way, kind of try to keep the integrity of the game right. And, you know, it's like the helmet to helmet. We just coach it different, and we have to do what we have to do to avoid penalties and still be able to play a tough, physical brand of football.
In what way do you have to adjust the way you teach the technique, the bump and run that you do with the...
Well, I don't really have to change anything because I teach within the rules all the way anyway. So what we teach is always, I mean, we talk to them about where we can contact them. this doesn't happen very often, but one of our guys did it the other day. You know, they talk about chucking the receiver inside of five. Well, if you chuck them and you take your hands off and you chuck them again, that's technically a penalty. Now, you got to be pretty talented to do that in a five-yard area. But it happened one time in practice the other day, and, you know, I talked to him about that. But we don't really have to change our techniques too much because I'm not saying we won't have penalties. I'm saying that we don't teach penalties the way we teach things.
Are there rules that you would like to see tweaked further on the defensive side?
No. No.
When do you anticipate you'll see the linebacker rotation set up?
I don't know. When I feel good about it, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. We're just going to let it play out and keep going and keep getting these guys reps and try and figure out the best way we can and where we're going to go from there.
Like, since you took over, how much have you been able to see or get to know Everson kind of more on a personal level, or, you know, get to know his personality a little bit, and how would you describe that?
I like Everson a lot. He's a very eager. That's one of the things I like he would be. He's very eager. He wants to please. He wants to do good. He's excitable. Obviously, I'm spending a lot of time in the defensive meetings, so I get a chance to talk to him quite a bit. But he wants to do things right. He's a good kid, and I'm glad we have him.
Any update on Robert Blanton? And with him out now, is there any specific game plan you have moving forward without him?
Well, we don't know how long he's going to be out, first of all, so there's really no update. And secondly, it's to continue to look at these guys that we have and try to narrow that situation down. Right now we've got Mr. Raymond in there. You know, we're moving guys around, so Harrison's moved to the other side a little bit now because of that. But, you know, it's just it'll all play out just like the linebacker situation.
Both Captain and Cordero are back out on the field in pads. How is it seeing them out there? What are you planning on doing with them these next few days? Still taking it easy or?
Well, Cordero started working in the team drills yesterday. And Captain should start working in the team. You know, we're going to go through. He went through individual yesterday, and so we'll start working him through that. And today, if he continues as we hope, that he should be able to get in some of the team drills. And we'll be careful with him both a little bit, but they're pretty ready to go, I think. And you know, it's nice to have him back out there. Yeah.
What do you think of Barr in coverage so far in camp?
Yeah, coverage is great. He moves well. He's got a good idea. You know, somebody was telling me that he takes copious notes in the meetings. He's got pages and pages of them as we talk. So he's very, very into trying to learn what we're trying to do and teach. But he's got a lot of raw athletic ability that helps in the coverage aspect of things. There's times when he may pull off of somebody a little bit too soon that he's got to do better at, but for the most part, I've been very pleased with that.
Excuse me? Well, that just come with time, obviously, since he's on a foot position too.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and really for all of our guys on both sides of the ball, they're, you know, they're still, we still got to keep fine-tuning these techniques because everything is new for really everybody on the football team other than the special teams. And each day you can see him getting a little bit better and understanding the technique a little bit more. And the problem that you run into a little bit in training camp is, like, we're installing something, you know, we're installing another coverage today. And so now they have to learn that coverage. And then they have to remember what the other coverages were and all the different techniques out of that. So, and same thing offensively, a different shift or a different motion or different plays. So it all, you know, the more you put in, the more kind of, it runs together a little bit sometimes, and we'll start backing it down, and they'll get a little bit more fine-tuning from there.
Early on when you were looking at the Chad and maybe moving him around a little bit, what kind of things were you considering with him?
As far as?
Just where you wanted to put him and how his skill set worked out.
You know, I know Chad is a good football player, smart guy, has a lot of value and a lot of different things he can do. And so really what we're trying to do was if he moves to inside, then maybe we can look at another guy outside, or if he's outside, we can look at another guy inside. It was just trying to get the best 11 players on the field.
So it was more about that than maybe you get, like, he was almost a placeholder to, so you could look at other people.
A placeholder? No, I wouldn't say that. It was trying to get the best 11 players on the field. I'm the placeholder. I just hold the place.
You felt comfortable with him, though, that maybe if you could move him, then you could maybe find something else in another spot. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, we could find... with us keeping Chad at the weak side linebacker spot right now, it has nothing to do with him, really, other than... we know he can play that spot. What I'm trying to do is make it so that he doesn't have to do a bunch of thinking now. We're just going to let him settle in and let him go from there. Does that make – I don't know if that makes sense, but
In nickel packages, it looks like you're putting in sometimes other linebackers. We saw Hodges a couple of times. Are you considering sort of platooning the linebackers, having a different set for nickel than you would necessarily for base?
Well, it depends. We're trying to get the best guys on the field for each situation that we can. So we're looking at a lot of different guys. It's, you know, Greenway's playing the Mike back or some in the nickel. Barr's playing a dime. He's playing a defensive end some in the nickel. He's playing a rusher some in the nickel. Hodges is playing a dime some. We're moving Brandon Watts to the Mike linebacker some in the nickel. So it's just right now it's about figuring out what guys can do. And the more you can do, the more value you have this football team.
We haven't seen any, at least I haven't recalled seeing any packages where some of the backup defensive ends take snaps at defensive tackle, like a NASCAR-type package. Are you considering installing that? Or
you haven't been paying attention. We have been doing that. No, we have been doing that some.
Mike Lorca spoke last time about how he was impressed with Matt Asiata. And what are your impressions on what he's been doing so far at camp? He says that he's lost weight and he's more focused and he's faster, but you didn't get a chance to see him last year. What your impressions are this camp?
Yeah, I like Matt. Everybody, you know, Matt is a guy that's extremely dependable. He's a good blocker. He can do a number of things. He catches the ball good out of the backfield. He's got great vision in the running game. And he'll be a valuable addition to this team.
Besides Matt, who's kind of flown under the radar this spring and came into camp and really impressed you so far?
An overall team?
Just overall underrated guy, maybe.
Jabari Price has done a really nice job, I thought. You know, he's played some in the nickel. He's played some outside. You know, Rodney Smith started out slow. In the last two or three days, he's shown a lot better. He's running off the ball better now. He's running better routes. Tiny Richardson has been doing a pretty good job at left tackle. Zach Lyon has done a good job at fullback. Trying to think defensively who else, but I mean, you know, those guys. He's covering guys pretty good. He's tough. He's not scared. You know, a lot of times young guys come in and they play a little tentative. He's not tentative at all. He's got a little bit of stuff inside of him, I think. So, and he's working on the techniques, and he's, you know, Jerry Gray's done a great job with him as far as teaching techniques of what we're trying to do. But it, you know, he's good size, he's competitive, and he can run real well.
Talk about Saturday night, kind of what your expectations are to maybe see you jump up where guys aren't thinking so much. What do you expect?
You know, honestly, we're going to have a few more situations in practice on Saturday. It won't be live unless I decide to go a couple plays here and there, but I'll see how the health is as where we're going. But it'll be a lot more situations. I think we got red zone, move the ball. We've got another blitz period. So we're just trying to get better each and every day. We're trying to make this football team tough, physical, smart. We want to make sure that we don't make mistakes. We don't beat ourselves. We want to play real hard, and like I've said a million times, I'm gonna keep saying it to our football team. I want our fans, when they watch us play on Sundays, when they turn the TV off or they leave the stadium, they say, "Wow, I can't wait to watch these guys next week." They play real hard. They play with a passion. They do things right. They play the game the right way. So that's really, we're just trying to get better each and every day.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.